Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here's your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Welcome back to the Feel to Heal podcast. I'm Sharon Nichols, licensed in marriage family therapist, and I am so grateful that you are here. Today, we're going to be continuing our conversation on the second agreement from Don Miguel Ruiz's The Four Agreements. Don't take anything personally. In last week's episode, I talked a lot about the basic teaching of this agreement. Oh my gosh, words are falling out of my head. That seems to be happening a lot today. Anyway, so the basic teaching is that what other people say and do is a reflection of their own dream, their own reality, their own wounds, their own beliefs, and their own internal world. We talked about how easy it is to turn someone else's behavior into a story about our own worth. Someone doesn't text back, we think I don't matter. They sound irritated. I must have done something wrong. We get criticized. We think I'm not good enough. And we talk about how healing begins when we can separate out what happened from the feeling that we made it, from the meaning that we gave to it, not the feeling we made it, the meaning that we gave to the feeling. So today, I want to go a little bit deeper because this agreement is so easily misunderstood. And when it's misunderstood, according to Don Miguel Ruiz, it can be actually harmful. So let's begin with don't take anything personally and what it actually does not mean. It does not mean you tolerate mistreatment. You allow disrespect. You stay in harmful relationships. You pretend someone's words do not hurt you. You ignore patterns. It does not mean you dismiss your own feelings that you become passive. It does not mean you say, well, this is about them, so I guess I just have to accept it. No, that is not the agreement. The agreement is not saying that other people's behaviors have no impact. The agreement is saying their behavior is not the truth of your identity. Those are very different things. You can say this is about their wound, not my worth. Also, I am not available to be spoken to this way. You can say to yourself, their anger belongs to them, and I also need to leave this conversation. You can say their criticism does not define you, meaning that their criticism doesn't define me. And also, there may be something useful here for me to learn. Why is this happening for me? You can say that their rejection hurts, although it does not mean I am unlovable. Really, what this is emotional maturity, because it holds both truths. It does not collapse into blame, and it does not collapse into self-abandonment. So sometimes people use spiritual teachings to talk themselves out of protecting themselves and then also to avoid setting boundaries. So they shit on themselves. I shit on myself, or I used to shit on myself all the time. And so you shit on yourself. We shit on ourselves sometimes by saying things like, I should not let this bother me. I should be more evolved. I should be above this. I should not take it personally. And sometimes something bothers you because the boundary has been crossed. Sometimes your body is saying, your whole being is saying, this is not okay. And sometimes your hurt is not a sign that you are actually taking something personally. Sometimes your hurt is actually information. The key is learning to ask yourself, is this pain telling me something about my old wound? Is this pain telling me something about this present relationship? Is this pain asking for self-soothing? Or is it asking to set a boundary? So let's talk about old wounds and pain and bruises. Don Miguel Ruiz's teaching is powerful because it can help us understand why some things land so hard. So if someone says something to you and it hurts far more than the moment seems to explain, then there probably is an old bruise there, an old wound. I'm using them interchangeably, wound, bruise. However, bruise makes more sense for the next example or later on. Anyway, for example, if someone says, you forgot to do this, and suddenly you feel flooded with shame, the present moment may be touching an old wound around failure. So if someone says to you, I need space, and your body goes into panic mode because you're so afraid of being abandoned, the present moment may be touching that old wound. And if someone says, that came across as really selfish, you can collapse into guilt. The present moment, meaning that the present moment may be touching an old wound around being told that your needs were too much. The sting is real. The sting may not only belong to the now, it may belong to the then. This is such an important distinction because the sting is not proof that the other person is right. The sting is proof that something in you has been touched, that something deserves care, not judgment, not shame. Care. So here's why I use bruise. Imagine that you have a bruise on your arm and someone accidentally bumps into it. It hurts. The pain is real. But that bump didn't create the whole bruise. That bump touched what was already tender. So emotional wounds can work the same way. Someone's words can bump into an old wound and suddenly the reaction feels huge, bigger in the moment, bigger than that moment, bigger than the sentence, bigger than even the person in front of you. So when that happens, you can ask, first take a breath, because I think I need to do that. There's so much that I want to share that I'm trying to get it all in. So what happens, so you can, when that happens, you can ask, what part of me is hurting right now? How old does this feeling actually feel? What does this remind me of? And also, you can ask, what am I afraid this means? This is how not taking things personally becomes a path of healing. It helps you stop giving all the power to the outside person. It helps you turn inward with curiosity It can help you say, yes, their behavior affected me, but my reaction may also be showing me a place inside that needs healing. So now let's talk about the hook. Because people throw emotional hooks. They may do it consciously and they may do it unconsciously. And here's a hook, the definition. A hook is a comment, a tone, an accusation, a guilt trip, or a provocation that invites you into someone else's emotional storm. So it could sound like you always make everything about you. Or, I guess you just do not care enough. Or, wow, must be nice. Or, you are so sensitive. This is one of my favorite ones. I knew you would react like this. And, forget it. I should have known better than to ask you. These words, these sentences are designed or at least shaped to pull you in, to make you defend, explain, to make you attack back, or to make you try and prove yourself, to make you abandon your center. And when you take the hook, you enter their emotional arena. Now you're arguing on their terms. You're trying to prove you're not selfish, or that you are not too sensitive, or prove that you are not wrong. Prove you care. You are good. You are lovable. But the moment you are trying to prove your worth to someone else's wound, you have already left yourself. This is really important. Not taking things personally means learning to see the hook without biting on it. So here's what you get to do. You might silently say to yourself, that is a hook. That is trying to pull me into defense. I do not have to prove myself from this place. I can respond, but I do not have to react. This does not mean you ignore the person. It does not mean you become cold. It does not mean it means. Excuse me, it means you choose your response from your adult self instead of from your wound. So you can say, I want to talk about this, but not if we are going to attack each other. And I'm willing to discuss what happened. I'm not willing to call names. And, or, I need a few minutes before I respond. This is not weakness. That is strength. That is self-possession. So I'm going to take a pause here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about criticism. But first, I want to talk about my book before we go to break. Feel to Heal. It's available to support you immediately. Grab it on Amazon and then access the accompanying resources for deeper learning and then tuning in with me more. You get to have me more in your ear or in your mind by what you read. So thank you so much for tuning in to the first half of the Feel to Heal podcast. And we're talking about the second agreement, Don Miguel's second agreement. You do not need to take things personally. Don't take anything personally. I look forward to seeing you back when we come from break, and we're going to launch right back into this agreement. Thank you so much. See you back in a couple of minutes.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking with me. And we're talking the second agreement, Don Miguel's second agreement. Don't take anything personally. And so now I want to talk about criticism. Because criticism can be especially hard not to take personally, because some criticism is projection and some criticism is useful feedback. And we need to learn the difference or be able to discern between the two, because if we dismiss every criticism by saying that's just their stuff, we may actually be avoiding some really awesome growth opportunities. And if we absorb every criticism as truth, we lose ourselves. So the middle path is discernment. So what you get to do is ask yourself when you're being criticized, is this feedback specific? Is it about a behavior or is it attacking my character? Is there something here for me to learn? Or is this person speaking from care or from contempt? And then does this feedback align with my values? Perhaps, and or is this something I did? Or is this about who they are saying I am? So specific feedback could sound like, when you interrupted me during the meeting, I felt unheard. That may sting, although that gives you something clear to consider. A character attack could sound like you are selfish and you never care about anyone. That may have a piece of pain in it, but it's not clean feedback. It's loaded with judgment. So being impeccable with your word, which is agreement number one, and not taking things personally can work together here. Because if someone gives you feedback, you can receive what is useful without swallowing the poison. Because those are Don Miguel Ruiz's words. You can say, I can look at my behavior and I do not accept that that character attack is my identity. You can say, I did interrupt and I want to repair that. You can also say, I am not a selfish person because I made a mistake. This is how we grow without shame. So now, criticism does not need to be shameful. It can be an incredible growth opportunity. And so now I want to just pivot and I want to talk a little bit about praise, because this agreement also applies to praise too, because we understand the idea of not taking insults personally, but praise can also be a hook too. Because if someone compliments you, you feel wonderful. If someone approves of you, you feel safe. They praise your work, you feel valuable. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying praise. It is awesome to receive appreciation. Here's the hook though. If praise becomes the source of your worth, you can then become dependent upon it. And then the more you need to feel approval, words, then you may need more and more approval to feel okay. You begin performing for validation. And so you start asking, do they like me? Do they approve? Was that enough? Am I still good? And now your worth is still coming from outside of you. It's just attached to something pleasant instead of something painful. So the second agreement invites you to receive praise with gratitude, not addiction. So you can say, thank you, I appreciate that. And let it be beautiful. Don't turn it into proof that you are finally enough, because you already were. The praise is someone else's experience of you. It may be meaningful and encouraging and lovely, although it does not need to be the source of your worth. This is very important for those of us who have learned that being good, helpful, impressive, successful, beautiful, calm, or useful, or any other word that you want to use, in order to be loved. When you've lived on approval, not taking things personally may feel like withdrawal. Because you are learning not to be destroyed by criticism, you are also learning not to survive only on praise. You are learning to belong to yourself. This is the deeper freedom of the agreement. You no longer need anyone else's dream, their words, to confirm your value. You no longer need everyone else to understand you perfectly. You no longer need everyone else to approve of your choices. You no longer need anyone else to be emotionally healthy in order for you to be steady. Of course you will still care. Of course you will still feel. Of course relationships matter. But what you will do is stop handing over the final authority of your worth. So let's talk a little bit about boundaries again. Because boundaries are often where this agreement becomes real. So if someone speaks to you harshly, you can remind yourself this is their anger. And then you can set the boundary. I am not willing to continue while you are speaking this way. And if someone is repeatedly unreliable, you can remind yourself that this does not mean I am unimportant. And then you can set the boundary. I need to make plans with people who can respect my time. And if someone criticizes your life choices, please remind yourself their fear is not your truth. And the new boundary you can set for yourself is, I understand you see it differently. I'm not asking for your advice right now. Not taking things personally is not passive. It actually makes boundaries cleaner because you are no longer setting the boundary to prove your worth. You are setting the boundary because your worth is already known. There's a different energy here from how dare you treat me like that? Do you know who I am? And I am not available for this kind of treatment. The first is trying to convince. The second is rooted. The first is reactive. The second is clear. The first is asking someone else to validate your worth. And the second is coming from a place of self-respect. And this takes practice, especially if you grew up believing boundaries were a rejection, especially if you were punished for saying no, if you were praised for being easy, and if you learned that keeping the peace meant abandoning yourself. Beautiful souls, not taking things personally can help you set boundaries without absorbing guilt that does not belong to you. Someone may not like your boundary. That does not mean your boundary is wrong. Someone may be disappointed. That does not mean you are bad. Someone may accuse you of being selfish. That does not mean your needs are selfish. Someone may withdraw. That does not mean you should chase. Their reaction belongs to them. And your boundary belongs to you. So I want to offer a practice for moments when you are feeling hooked. Pause, name, return, choose. Pause, take a breath. Name, this is a hook. Return back to your body. Feel your feet, relax your jaw, and then choose. What response would honor me most here? What response honors my truth and my peace? The response can be silence. It can be a boundary, a question, a repair, sometimes even walking away, sometimes even saying, I just need to think. So that is the practice, not perfection. Being presence, being present. So thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. Next week, part three, the four agreements. Don't take anything personally. I so look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real, heal what's underneath, live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.